Alaska lawmakers say Federal Energy Regulatory Commission officials are worried TransCanada might miss an October 2012 deadline to submit an application to build a natural gas pipeline to the lower 48. TransCanada, which is working with Exxon, was granted a state license and the promise of $500 million in state subsidies under the Alaska Gas Line Inducement Act. The state anticipates paying TransCanada more than $100 million by July. Legislators in Washington, D.C. this week for the annual Energy Council conference discussed the project with the head of FERC. Fairbanks Senator Joe Pascavan says he's concerned about delays in some application pre-filings.
They were very explicit that FERC is not bound by the AGIA statutes, and if a completed application is not in by October 2012, that the application will be rejected.
But Larry Pursley, federal coordinator for Alaska Natural Gas Transportation Projects, says the most important thing for TransCanada is submitting the application by October 2012. Even if it isn't complete by then, Pursley says the project will still be fine. FERC will have a year to do a draft environmental impact statement for the project once the completed application is submitted.
It's not like it gets rejected and that's the end of it. It's like filing any other application, you're going to give more information. Hopefully, they will turn in a complete one. But yes, FERC's a little nervous and a little concerned and a little worried. They don't want to be left holding an incomplete application, and they want to see the information in the reports, not just the reassurance.
State House Speaker Mike Chenault of Nikiski introduced legislation this session to scrap AGIA on the presumption that TransCanada hasn't been able to attract enough interest in the project from oil and gas shippers. So far, the company has not released details of its open season process from last year when it sought shipping commitments. Senate Finance Committee co-chair Bert Stedman of Sitka said he'd rather give the process another year.
Hopefully, between now and next winter, it'll give the governor an opportunity to start negotiating our way out of that contract if it does seem like a dead end. But I think it's a little premature to expect the legislature to jump in and drop the hammer.
Nearly half of the legislature is in Washington this week for the Energy Council, which brings together lawmakers from energy-producing states. Some critics say the annual trip is a waste of money and prevents the legislature from working on important issues during the session. Alaska will host an Energy Council conference in September in Anchorage.